Recovery Center?
Yes. I'm calling from Kalispell, Montana.
Yes.
And my husband and I and our four kids just saw one of those, whatever you want to call them. And they're in a circular shape, and they've got two big round lights, and then there's a green light, and then there's two more great big round white lights. They're white, and then it's a green, and then it's a red light. And we just saw it. I can tell you where. It was right up here. It's on the old Whitefish Highway, and there's a power plant that it was right over, and it was, I would say, maybe as high as the house up in the air. And it was just, it's just really enormous. I could not tell you how big it is.
No, this was hovering over the power plant?
It was over the power plant, and we were coming into Kalispell from out towards Whitefish, and we were driving there, and as we came closer to it, it seemed to come towards us, and then it kind of tipped. It didn't, you know, tip on its side or anything. It just kind of slanted.
Uh-huh.
And my husband was driving about 60 or 70 miles an hour at that time, and it just didn't seem like it was, you know, even, we weren't even leaving it. And then he turned into a farmhouse, and all of a sudden it was just gone. It just left, period. I don't know how it left, but it just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. How close would you say that object was to you at the closest point, yes?
I would say that it was probably maybe, I'm not very good at feet, but I would say it was maybe as far away as maybe a block.
That's about 300 feet.
Okay.
Now, you say that the object was round or
yes,
circular?
It was circular in shape, and there was two circular white lights, big ones, and then it separated it with a green light, and then it separated, and then there was two more great big white lights, and then it separated again with a red light.
Hmm.
And that's what it, just exactly what it looked like.
Okay. Now, did you see any other features besides the lights?
I'll tell you, mister, I was too scared.
I
really was. So, I'll let my husband talk to you if you want to.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah?
Yes, sir. Did you notice any other features on the object besides those lights?
No, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, we was on the old Whitefish Highway, and there was no other cars nowhere around, you know, from no place on the road.
Right.
And I told the wife, I said, there's the jet coming in, you know, from Kalispell.
Right.
And the light was real, real bright from a long ways off. We kept getting closer, and it seemed to stay exactly in the same spot. So the closer we got, I kind of, you know, wondered, now, hey, what is this, you know? And pretty soon, we kept getting closer and closer and closer, and then it was right smack beside us, like the wife was saying, and all of a sudden, I just couldn't believe what it looked like, you know, because it was so bright. And I looked the other way, and about the same time, the wife started yelling and screaming to get out of here, you know. So I looked over her way, and I seen one of the white deals, and it kind of tipped a little bit. And I took off as fast as it could go, and I wouldn't even look towards it. And I was just scared to death.
Okay.
And the nearest farmhouse I could find, I went to, and I ran, and the minute I drove in their driveway, I didn't even look back, but the wife said it took off.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even look. I didn't even want to look. And I ran up to the farmhouse as fast as I could.
Did you feel that you were approaching the object or the object was approaching you?
I would say that we was approaching the object.
The object appeared to be stationary?
Stationary, right.
Okay, now do you feel that it was hovering over this power plant?
Yes.
Okay.
It was just right, there's that power plant there, and it's right up above that power plant. But when we got beside it, then it come beside us.
Uh-huh.
It looked like it come a little closer and followed us for just a little bitty ways, and I was going just as fast as I could make that mercury go.
Okay, now what, other than those colored lights, did the object itself have a particular color?
All I noticed, like I say, as I was coming up on it, it was just like a jet coming in the land, like the jet
right.
down here,
right.
The big light, it was just like that. until I got beside it, and I glanced over, and I seen a greenish light along, right kind of a little bit behind maybe. And then I turned my head. I couldn't look no more. I didn't even want to look. I was just shaking.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to look, you know. I didn't want to get no more shook up than what I was.
Okay, did this object appear to be flat, on a flattish side?
It could have been, but it looked like the sides. It looked like kind of like a little bit oblong lights to me, but like I say, I just glanced and I didn't want to look no more. They were round. Rita said they were round.
Right.
But I just glanced. Like I say, I just turned that way and I turned back as fast as I could because I didn't want to get no more shook up than I was.
Okay, then all these colored lights, just everything moved away simultaneously, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, do you have any estimate on the size of the object? Can you compare it with anything?
I would say roughly, the size of a jet, roughly, or half, maybe half the size of a jet.
Okay. Now, did you have any problem with your car while all this was going on?
No, none.
Okay.
No problem with the car.
How about any heat or odor or sound?
I'll tell you, I was too shook up to know. I looked at it, and I couldn't. Could you hear any sound, Reed, or anything? We have the radio on. We have the radio on. And all I could think of is getting out of there.
No static on the radio?
I was so scared. I'm not kidding. I was so scared that I didn't notice nothing.
Okay.
Because it was on the wife's side. And, you know, when I looked over her way, and there it was, bang, right? You know, just like you're looking straight out the window.
Right.
It was low, real low. And then that was it. I didn't want to look anymore. I just turned my head and just thought about the four kids we had in the car and getting out of there.
Okay, now, about what time did that happen?
Oh, I'd say 20 minutes ago.
Okay, and just about how long did this whole thing take? What was the time lapse?
Well, when we was coming up on it, it was, I'd say 10 minutes coming up on it and stayed right there.
Okay.
So we got beside it. Or maybe could have been, I'd say 10 or 15, roughly, when I first spotted the light.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what the jet was doing, you know, roughly that, you know, low.
Right. And there was your wife and two children?
No, there was four.
Four children, okay. Did they see it?
Yes.
Did this upset them, or were they a little bit on the...
They were quiet.
Uh-huh.
There was no sound. Nothing. They were just complete silent. They were like me, scared to death.
What was the name of this highway or road that you were traveling?
Whitefish Highway.
Whitefish, okay. All right, sir, where did you get our number?
From the sheriff's office.
Sheriff, okay.
Okay, and the wife wanted to talk to me again.
Fine.
It was right beside her. She's the one, you
okay.
know, like I say. I just don't want to ever see nothing like that again.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Okay, if you're thinking it's a jet, I've seen jets come in before with their landing lights.
Yes.
They're on the bottom. Jets have got landing lights on the bottom. This is no jet because they're all on the side. It's all on the side, and it's in a circle. And it didn't move, except for whenever we got up beside it, it just kind of tipped a little.
Okay.
And it seemed like it was getting a little closer to us.
Now, was this on your side of the car?
Yes, it was.
Okay, now you got a good look at those colored lights. Did they change in brightness at all?
They never changed. The lights never changed. It just that whenever it was going in a circle.
Uh-huh.
And there was two great big round lights. And then the green one was round, and then there was two more great big round white lights, and then a red one.
Now, you say they were going in a circle. Do you mean that they were rotating around the object?
It rotated, yes.
Okay.
No, the lights didn't rotate, but they rotated the whole thing.
The whole thing rotated around. Okay.
It didn't move like a helicopter would, because I've seen them too. I've seen airplanes. I've seen all of them. And the lights didn't blink. It just rotated.
Just a steady light all the time.
All the time.
Okay. Well, you did a good job of observing that.
Oh, I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. It was just more or less fixed to it. I couldn't move, and I was so scared to death. I just screamed. I told my husband to get out of there, because I told him, there's no airplane. Let's get out of here.
Now, I imagine it was quite dark out there. Could you see anything in the way of a dome or anything on this object?
All I can tell you is it was the lights were in a circle.
Right.
And underneath it, I don't know what it had on top, like I say, because I don't know if it had any dome or whatever, but it just looked like there was a smaller circle with no lights or anything on it, and I'm not even sure. I couldn't even honestly tell you that. All I can tell you is I saw those lights, and they all were in a circle, and it was going around. It was rotating, and then whenever we got closer to it, it just tipped kind of to, you know, it kind of to an angle.
Right.
And not a real sharp degree angle, but it just kind of tipped.
Okay.
And it was all circular. It wasn't oblong. It wasn't nothing. It was just plain circular.
Okay. Would you fill out a questionnaire if we sent it to you?
Yes, I certainly would.
It'll take about 30 minutes of your time, but we would really like to have that.
I would be glad to. Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to see another one.
It's quite an experience. I know we've talked to hundreds of people. Well, we sure appreciate this call, and if we get any more information on this, why, we'll get back to you, and in the meantime, we'll get the questionnaire in the mail.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.